David Perkins, in Volume 2 of A History of Modern Poetry, remarks that David Wagoner is one of the poets not generally appreciated as they ought to be, and reasons that it's due to the unobtrusiveness of their skills. Today on The Poet's Weave, I'm reading poems by David Wagoner, a poet whose work I certainly do appreciate. I'm Jenny Kander. The Junior High School Band Concert. When our semiconductor raised his baton, we sat there gaping at Marche Militaire, our mouth-opening number. It seemed faintly familiar, we'd rehearsed it all that winter, but we attacked it in such a blur no army anywhere on its stomach or all fours could have squeezed through our crossfire. I played cornet, seventh chair out of seven, my embouchure a glorified Bronx chair through that three-keyed keyhole stopper and neighbourhood window slammer where mildew fought for air at every exhausted corner, my fingering still unsure after scaling it for a year, except on the spit valve lever. Each straight-faced mother and father retested his moral fibre against our traps and slurs and the inadvertent wickers paradiddled by our snares, and when the brass bulled forth, a blare fit to horn over Jericho, two bars sooner than Joshua's harsh measures, they still had the nerve to stare. By the last chord, our director looked older and soberer. No doubt in his mind's ear, some band somewhere in some music of some sphere was striking a note as pure as the wishes of Franz Schubert. But meanwhile, here we were. A lesson in everything minor, decomposing our first composer. Whistling. The boy had been left alone all afternoon in that house at the edge of the woods. He'd played old games by himself, he'd talked to himself, he'd sung old songs to himself, and late in the day he found a whistle in his father's backpack and took it along outdoors and made it whistle while he walked by himself to the end of the pasture fence. If he blew hard, the sound was almost higher than he could hear. If he barely breathed in it, it made him feel like a small owl. If he blew harder, he imagined the sky-high red-tailed hawk crying out again at the sight of him by the lake. If he blew even harder than that, he could hear the rabbit singing the only song it knew, the only notes it had time to remember before the coyote carried it out of hearing. The boy sat down and whistled high and low in the fading light and closed his eyes by himself and opened them, he thought, by himself, and he was staring into the greenish-yellow irises and upright pupils near enough to touch, of a wildcat listening, wondering what he was. Their bodies, to the students of anatomy at Indiana University. That gaunt old man came first, his hair as white as your scarred tables. Maybe you'll recollect him by the scars of steel mill burns on the backs of his hands, on the nape of his neck, on his arms and sinewy legs. And her by the enduring innocence of her face, as open to all of you in death as it would have been in life. She would memorize your names and ages and pastimes and hometowns if she could, but she can't now, so remember her. They believed in doctors, listened to their advice, and followed it faithfully. You should treat them one last time as they would have treated you. They had been kind to others all their lives and believed in being useful. Remember, somewhere their son is trying hard to believe you'll learn as much as possible from them as he did, and will do your best to learn politely and truly. They gave away the gift of those useful bodies against his wish. They had their own ways of doing everything always. If you're not certain which ones are theirs, be gentle to everybody. The poems today on The Poet's Weaver by David Wagoner. I am Jenny Kander.